This week, decades of debate have been apparently settled as it's been announced that there is currently liquid water on Mars. A team from the Italian National Institute for Astrophysics has discovered a lake under the planet's south polar ice cap. It's about 20 kilometres wide and full of liquid water. But how did the team discover this, and what does this mean about the possibility of life on Mars? We have astrophysicist Carolyn Crawford in the studio with us to tell us all about it. Thanks for joining us, Carolyn.
Hello there.
This lake is underground. How did they find it?
Well, if you're going to find water underground, you have to use radar. So this discovery was made with the MARSIS instrument above the surface of the planet. It's riding on the European Space Agency's Mars Express satellite. And what it does is it pulses radar signals down to the ground and then receives the signal as it's been reflected back. And the timing of the signal return and also how much it's been diminished by that reflection tells you something about what lies under the ground. So what they've discovered, about 1.5 kilometres underneath the South Pole, there's a very bright reflection signal, which they interpret as a lake of liquid water right under the South Pole.
Now that's really exciting, but how confident can we be in this interpretation?
Well, that's always the question because, you know, you're not actually there sampling it yourself. You're relying on radar signals, your understanding of the temperature profile underneath the South Pole, you know, underneath the crust of Mars, also the chemical composition of the rocks and the soil. And you've got to be absolutely sure about interpreting those radar signals right. Now, it looks like they've done a good job, but there will have to be further confirmation. And also just to see if there are any other signals like this, you know, could it be due to anything else. But currently, it looks like it's a boundary between the bottom of the ice and the beginning of this lake, and that's their best interpretation.
And we've always thought that there wasn't liquid water on Mars, at least that was a sort of standard opinion. So why didn't we think it was there, and why is it only in this place?
Well, you can't have liquid water on the surface of Mars. That's the key thing, because the air pressure is incredibly low and the temperature's very low. So it's either frozen, or if it's exposed to the air, it just sublimates, so it evaporates away completely. So the only possible place you can have liquid water is if it's been somewhere like the South Pole, where it's squeezed by the pressure, the weight of all those layers of ice and dust on top. And so that you've got that pressure that provides the heating. And the other thing it's important to say that we're talking about water, but this is going to be not water like comes out of your tap. This is going to be very briny, very salty water. And some of those salts can almost act like an antifreeze. So both the increased pressure and that salty content means that it can stay liquid, even though it may be sort of minus 10, minus 20 degrees C.
So what's the next step for this team? What are they going to do next?
Well, they're obviously going to check the signal, the interpretation of the signal. They'll work with other radar teams just to check nobody's got any other idea. You're going to have to see whether this is typical or you have a large number of lakes. But really, if you want to investigate it, you need to go there. And we're a long way off doing that, because then you're going to have to land a completely sterile lander at the South Pole and work out a way of drilling down 1.5 kilometres and extracting out some core sample. That's going to be your best bet to actually see the water and know it's there.
And here's the question on everyone's minds. What does this mean about the possibility of life on Mars?
Well, it's exciting. I mean, not only are we interested in the water history of Mars, but we know on Earth that wherever we find water, we find life. So the idea that there's a persistent pocket of liquid water, it just raises the possibility that there is an environment already on Mars which could host life. And here we're talking microbial life, but also that it is more likely in the past, because we know Mars's south polar cap was at least twice as big in the past. There was lots more ice to melt to form the water. And also there would have been more radioactive heating in the crust, which would have also provided the heat, you know, the heat needed to turn this to water. So it may not be relevant necessarily for life now, but it does certainly provide a big first step to saying that here's an environment where you could have had life in the past.
Exciting times. Thank you very much, Carolyn Crawford from Cambridge University's Institute of Astronomy.
It's been an exciting week for David Bowie's estate for royalties, I should think, as well, hasn't it?